יומת.
יוסף רב זיירה ברב שמו ברב יצחק אקילו ברב שמו ברב יצחק.
These two were sitting in the cloister in the hall of Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'yosvi v'ka'omri. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, nischalef lo'ishpud shel noisor b'ishpud shel tzli. A person had wanted to eat a shpud shel tzli, that means that it was a spit with roasted meat on it, and there was a kolben. And somehow, nischalef lo, and he ended up by eating meat of Naisa. Va'ochloi. So this is like, it shtei tenoikis lefanov, and he was mal the Sunday one. There's a Sunday one and a Shabbos one. He was mal the Sunday one. So here's the same thing. He had, there was in front of him, a shpud shel tzli and a shpud shel Naisa. He wanted to eat a shpud shel tzli. Nischalef lo ishput shel noisa, va'och lo ichayiv. So he's chayiv achatas. So Rab Shimon ben Lakish holds, like Rab Shimon, that Torah bidvar mitzvah is only potter from achatas if osa mitzvah. He was lo osa mitzvah, he ate noisa, so memele, so Torah bidvar mitzvah alone is not sufficient. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, now Rabbi Yochanan said, Ishtoi nide bo'al chayev. If he was bo'al ishtoi nide, we'll see, he wanted to do a mitzvah, and he ended up being bo'al ishtoi nide, she was a nide, chayev, so he's chayev achatos. Yeventoi nide bo'al poto. He was Boyal Yevemti, which was Anide Espot. Now, we don't know exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, so we have two Lashonis in the Gemara, how to explain what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Ike da Amri, the first Lashon holds as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan is Moide to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Torah bidvar mitzvah, you are only potter if osa mitzvah. If you are not osa mitzvah, you are not potter. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, he's saying as follows, Ike da amri kolshken bahahi demechayev deloy osa mitzvah. Now, Rashi says, let us not go into we first have to learn the sugya, then we'll be able to see Rashi. Rashi says, by ishtoi nide, when he was boil her, he was only mekayim lachluchis mitzvah. He wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. He was only mekayim a lachluchis of a mitzvah. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying a revuse over Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, if he wanted to eat kochim, and he ate noisa, which he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah whatsoever. So Rabbi Shlokish says, he's chayiv achatos. So Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Ish toinide, he was mekayim, alachluchis mitzvah is also not called Ovid mitzvah. Ovid mitzvah you have to do more than alachluchis of a mitzvah. Baal chay. Koshke bahide mechayv glayosa mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling. So Rabbi Yochanan, according to this first lashon, Rabbi Yochanan holds that in order to be part of a machatas you need Ovid mitzvah, and Rabbi Yochanan is meisav alachluchis mitzvah is not called Ovid mitzvah. Is the Amri? There's a second lashon. Bahi Potter. He's choylik on Rab Shimon ben Lakish. He holds that if he was Tor bidvar mitzvah, even though lo yovad mitzvah, you're also Potter. He holds like Rab Meir. So by Tinoikis the din would be if you have one shall echot b'Shabbos, in one shall Shabbos, and he was mal de echot b'Shabbos, he holds like Rameya says, you'll be potter. You don't need Ovad mitzvah. So according to the second Lashon, Ista Amri Bahi Potter. And Rav Shimon ben Lakish's case will be Potter. It's Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. He wanted to eat Kotchim. He ended up by eating Noisa. Never. So, but that's a Tor Bidvar Mitzvah. Afilu Loi Ovid Mitzvah. You're also Potter from Achatos. Bahi Potter. My time. So why over here by Ishtai Nida he holds Yochayev? If you don't need Ovad Mitzvah, we said before it's a Lachluchis Mitzvah, you don't even need Ovad Mitzvah, so why are you Chayev? Hosam hu dahavalei lishiyulei. By Ishtai Nida he should have asked her. Again we'll see Klo later in the sugya what he should have asked. But here is the Shtikl Peshaya. If she was a Nida, he should have asked her, so that what he didn't ask her, there's no Ptul of Tobit Va Mitzvah. He was Efsha Levarel Hamatzit. So here there's no Heter of Tobit Va Mitzvah. Avol Hocha, by Shput, the Loi Havel Elishulit, there's no one to ask. There's two pieces of meat. One is Nicer, one is Nicer and one is Kochim. Loi. So then he's not Chayit. So, nochamo. It's a complicated gemore. The Bible can get more complicated. So we have here a member of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that if a person wanted to eat kochim, and he ended up by eating noisor, his chayev achatos, because it's tor bidvar mitzvah, v'loy ovad mitzvah. Reish Lakish holds, like Rab Shimon Alibid Rab Yeshua, that you're only potter if Tobit Va Mitzvah Va Ovad Mitzvah. Rab Yochanan said two halachas. He said that Bo Al Ishtoi Yochayev. Bo Yevemto Yepotter. Bo Al Ishtoi Yochayev. So the Gemara, this is also speaking about a case of Tobit Va Mitzvah. So the Gemara is two mahalchim in Rab Yochanan, by Bo Al Ishtoi. Either he holds like Reish Lakish that by Emerson you're only potter from Machatis if it's Ovad Mitzvah, but he's Machadish that by Ishtoi Nida, even though there's a Lachluchis Mitzvah, that's also not called Ovad Mitzvah, and that is why he is Chaya by Ishtoi Nida, but they both hold you need Ovad Mitzvah. He's Machadish that Ishtoi Nida, Lachluchis Mitzvah is not called Ovad Mitzvah. Well, the second lashon is that Rav Yochanan holds that you don't need Ovid Mitzvah. And he's chaylik on Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That means, according to Rav Yochanan, if a person wanted to eat kochim, he ended up eating noiso, he will be butter. Because Tobit Va Mitzvah. But by Ishtoi Nida, there's no heter of Tobit Va Mitzvah, da havalei lishule. He should have asked her. So he's a peshaya over here. The lumdus of Tobit Va Mitzvah is, he's not such a peshaya. He wanted to do a mitzvah. It's better than a shoigik. Here, Havel Elishulay, he's a peshaya. Frekte Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Yevimtoi de Ka'ovid Mitzvah, Ishtoi Nami Ka'ovid Mitzvah. Now, we have a two lashonis. So we have to say pshat in the Gemara l'chayre according to both l'shoynes. So let us first learn the whole Gemara which we're going to learn now according to the first lashon. According to the first lashon, Rav Yochanan holds you need Ovid Mitzvah. You need Ovid Mitzvah. If it's not Ovid Mitzvah, so you're potter. You're chayev. If it's not Ovid Mitzvah, you're chayev achatas. For Rav Yochanan, maishna yevimtoi, the same maishah. By Yevimtai, he was Miyabim is Yevome, and it comes out she was a Nidir. So, your potter, the Ka'ovid Mitzvah, he wanted to do a Mitzvah. He did a Mitzvah, he was Mekai Mitzvah Siyibim. So, Memele, so therefore, he's potter for Machatas. Is Ishtar Nami Ka'ovid Mitzvah? By Isht, he's also doing a Mitzvah of Piriya Verivya. That's what Rashi says. He's doing the mitzvah, Piriya Verivya. So it's Ovid Mitzvah. Let us just stop here for 1 second and say a ha'ore on the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph says Amoyre de Kechidish. In Lachayre Darsach Meir, we have a stira from this Gemara. Taisvis in Baba Basra, Taisvis in Chagige, ask a kasha as follows. The Gemara says there that a person who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyren cannot get married. Lisa shivcha in a yochel, Lisa bas choyren in a yochel. It's a problem. So therefore we force the other to be mishachar. So Taisvis asks, what's the problem? Let us say Esa Deicha Loisasa. Yes, Abitzvah Sasa of Purbu. So that should be Deicha, the Loisasa of Layir Kodesh. It's a Chayvi Lavin. Why don't you say Esa Deicha Loisasa? And on this Kasha, Taisa says a few tilts. And Cheschinach wants to say that he has a Teretz to Taisa's Kasha. What's his Teretz? He says, the Gemara says in Yevamis that Hayoloi Bonim Umesu, he wasn't Mekayim Pirya Verivya. So you see that the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya is not the Biyah. The mitzvah of Pirya Verivya is that what he has children. The children die, his mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. So he would say that the Biyah is a Heksha mitzvah. That means just like when if a person eats kugel on Shabbos, he's makayim oinik Shabbos, so the rubbing of the kugel is, when he does erev Shabbos, that's a hechsher mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah is when he eats the kugel on Shabbos. So the same thing, the kiyum mitzvah of puravu is when he has the children. The biya is a hechsher mitzvah. Some hechsher mitzvah is yonse yesedai chaloisas. And with this he is thought, if a emphas a turi evan zakasha also. The Turei Evin asks a kasha, there's a Gemara in Yevamis, Achsim it's a member of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that Hoyoloi Bonim Begiyusoi, someone was a goy, and he had children. And later, he was Megaya himself. So Rabbi Yochanan, Achsim it says, he's Mekayim Pirivye with his goyish children. He's Mekayim Pirivye goyish children. He was Megaya himself, he's a Yid. So he's Mekayim Pirivye with the goyish children. Fragt doch der Turei Evin Akashe, fragt der Turei Evin, but Lechaire, when he was boil his Ishe, then he was a guy, he was potter from the mitzvah. So the Turei Evin asks, so how could this person be mekayim the mitzvah of Piri Yevarivye if Bishas the Biyah, he was a lav bar chiyuve? How could he be mekayim the mitzvah? And the Turei Evin brings a raya from a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, if a person was a shayte and ate matzah, Pesach by the night, the Nachtam he became gesund, so he has to eat matzah again. Because Bishas, when he ate the matzah, he was a lav bar chiyuve, a kiyum. Bishas, a lav bar chiyuve is not a kiyum. He wasn't mechuyiv then. So frek the Turiyev and Akasha, when this person was boil his ishe, he wasn't mechuyiv in Piri Yevarivye. So how could he be yoitza with his goyish kids? That's the Turiyev and Akasha. So the Minchas Chinuch, but the way I said it is gewaldig. The B is not the mitzvah is the possessing of the children. So it's geit miron that the B was als goy, but now he's a yid, now he has children, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're considered his children. So my mail is now mekayim pirya verivya, was geit miron what the B was. Bekitzer, azoy zok the Minchas Chinuch. So dachsach mir, we have an offene stira from our Gemara. A Gemara asks, we're learning according to the first lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan holds, when are you potter if it's Ovid Mitzvah? By Noisa Yechayev, because it's Loi Ovid Mitzvah. And by Ishtei Nidah, you're potter because it's only a Lachluchis Mitzvah. Fragt the Gemara, Maishna. Just like by Yevimta, it's Ovid Mitzvah. So by Ishtei, it's also Ovid Mitzvah. Rashi says the Mitzvah Piyev Rivye. So weiß doch euch, when a person is boil and ish is mekayim the mitzvah piri v'ribye. Weiß is that is a kiyum. Like Taisa says in Baba Basra. That's a kiyum. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, hoy le bonim ameisu, so is chayim v'piri v'ribye. So the Me'adam Ezmanim wants to say pshat, that the kiyum of mitzvahs, every beer that he makes is a kiyum of piyum v'ribya. Yonis abba, nishnis abba, skedmin isham. But that's a kiyum of piyum v'ribya. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be boil anisha. That's the mitzvah of piyum v'ribya. No, when he has a zochon in a cave, he's not mechuyiv to be boil anymore. There's no chiyuv. They die, he's not a more mechuyiv. But the kiyum of mitzvah is from being the kima mitzvah is b'shas is boil anish is makam the mitzvah piri v'ribi. So l'chayre from our gemara dachsim we have a starke raya that like taisvis, not like the minchas chinuch. So let us get back to the gemara. So the gemara asks Akasha, Maishna Yevimtoi deka Ovid mitzvah, Yevimtoi, he's potter, according to the first lashon, because it's Mekayim a mitzvah, Ishtoi Nami ka Ovid mitzvah. He was also doing a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah, the ka Ovid mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. The ka Ovid mitzvah Yibum bebiyah rishayne kama, it was Mekayim mitzvah Yibum, Ishtoi mitzvah Beyah v'rivya. It was Mekai mitzvah's pei v'ribiyah. So it's Tobit va mitzvah va osa mitzvah. And for the Gemara be'ishtoi mi'uberes. It's speaking about that his wife was mi'uberes. So Mele's wife was mi'uberes. So Mele wasn't Mekai mitzvah's pei v'ribiyah. She's mi'uberes. So Mele, so there was no mitzvah. So now we know the territory. By Yibum, there was a mitzvah of Yibum. By Ishti, there was no mitzvah. She was mi'uberes. Frag the Gemara wo ikar Simcha Soina. But this is a kind of another mitzvah. This is a mitzvah of Simcha Soina. There's a whole tumult. It seems that there's a kiyum a mitzvah over here. The Abiruch and Perlo and Rav Sadie Goyen mutchet sich what the mitzvah is. Either the smak says with Simachas Ishtoi. That's the mitzvah of Oine. But of course, the what we know of Oine is a lot, la yigra. But what's the mitzvah? The Morkas is Mekayim a mitzvah. So l'chayre, others say it's v'simachas ishtoi, there's a bein a chananos ha-shuv v'lachem lo'aleichem, that's the mitzvah of oine. Anyway, the Gemara frek takashe ve'iko simchas oine, it was Mekayim mitzvah soine. So it's weiter of it mitzvah. So why is he chayev akob? It's of it mitzvah. And for the Gemara, shaloi b'shasay noso. It's speaking about the chiyuv oino, it is manim. Let us see what Rashi says over here. Oino lefi mashehu, well, the chiyuv oino is telling you what he is. Hamel, oi gamel, oi tayol, oi talmid, ken mefarosh b'ksubis. So memele, if he was boil in this man that is a chiyuv oino, so it's Ovid mitzvah. No, it's speaking about that what shaloi b'zman oino. So it's weiter gut, so it's loi Ovid mitzvah, he didn't do a mitzvah. Frag the Gemara, v'omar rove chayev odom l'sameach ishtoi b'dvar mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. What is this? L'sameach es ishtoi z'ktrashi afilu sholoi b'shasoi noso. Im roye shemisaves lo. If he sees that she's misave, so there's a new mitzvah. Ravot kuzukt is a mitzvah. L'sameach es ishtoi. So now we have to understand, so what's the kasha? You have the territory before the kasha. Rashi says, Im roye shemis avis loy. It's not, there's mane oino. Im roye shemis avis loy. So there's a nuchiyim now. But that's a tnai im roye shemis avis. So what's the kasha? You want to make problems? Say it's talking about that she, it wasn't roye shemis avis. What's the kasha? Basically. But al kaponim, that, the Gemara frekta a kasha. And for the Gemara. Samoch levesta. It is speaking about Samoch levesta. Umeshani la sirashi. Samoch levesta, du mushorin Yisrael lulifraish minishayseyem. Samoch lazman veses nidayseyem. Kedamrinem bishvuz. Vizartem esbnei Yisrael. Vehidva benidosa. Mikan azor levnei Yisrael sheyipershim minishayseyem. So now it is speaking about Samoch Levesta. So let's be Megashim Dinyit. So it is speaking about that, let's say, the night he was boiled her, this was Samoch Levesta. She was supposed to be Chayish. This Oinon, the next Oinon, whatever the case of Samoch Levesta is, let us say it was in this Oinon, he was Mochiv to be Chayish. So Memele, this is a Chiyav Prisha. So Memele is Shein Farenfeld. So Lechayre, what's the Teretz? Let us try to understand the Teretz. So Lechayre, Barsach Mir, the Teretz is that these last two mitzvahs of Oino, or the mitzvah Chayav Odom Lasamach Es Ishtoi, is like a Chayshe Mishpate Kechiyav that a husband has to a wife. But this Chiyav is not at all times. The Zman that Samach Levesta is not Mechuyav. He's not Mechuyav to her. So Mamela, there's no Ovid Mitzvah. He doesn't owe it to her. He doesn't owe it to her. It's a Shibut. So Mamela, he's not Meshubit in these manim. So there's no Chiyav on him to, there's no Chiyav Oino. We said it's Slobis, and there's no Chiyav Lasamachoyso. So he's not Mechuyav. So it could be, it's Loi Ovid Mitzvah. Perhaps with this we can understand, we skipped over the Rashi before, we said that according to this Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan is saying a Chiddush, that even, that by Ishtoi he's Chayev, even though there's a Lachluchis Mitzvah. There's not a real Mitzvah, a Lachluchis Mitzvah. What's the Lachluchis Mitzvah? So Rashi says before, we'll learn it, then the Rashi's over again. I will hoch afel gavda mi beres mi a Mitzvah Simches Ishtoi Ike. There's a lachluchis of simches mitzvahs ishtoi. So what's the lachluchis? The Gemara is the kasha is a mitzvah of chayvod musameches ishtoi. So Moses says it's samach leinosa. So Rashi calls it now a lachluchis. So it could very well be. That means like this. Taka, there's no shibut. There's no shibut to her. So that is not called ovid mitzvah because... But Lamaise, she became happy. So Lamaise, Epis, the Teyelis of the mitzvah was accomplished. So there was Epis Asimche, but he doesn't know it to her then. That's not called Ovid Mitzvah. Ovid Mitzvah is if he does a mitzvah that the Teyre was Mechayev. But since this is money's not Mechuyev, it's not called Ovid Mitzvah. But Alachluchis of the mitzvah is because Lamaise, she was Besimch, Epis is Geborim from the Abiyah. So where are we up to now? So we're up to now that now we understand Ishtoi Nide is he, there was no, it's not Ovid Mitzvah. She's Muberes, Rashi says. And it's Bizman, it's Samach Lo'ino. So all those three mitzvahs, it's not Ovid Mitzvah. He didn't do a mitzvah. Frekte Gemore, Ihochi Afilu Yevimtoi Nami. Yevimtoi also should be chayev. So Trashi, Ihochi Yevimtoi nami, samach leveste loy ramye mitzvah lei. If it's samach leveste, there's no mitzvah. Now this Rashi is a shreklacha Rashi. First the Taisus Rid asks on Rashi, was meant to loy rami mitzvah lei. So, what happens if a person is mal shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos? It's also loy rami mitzvah lei. Not supposed to be mal today. But if he was mal on erev Shabbos to kiingel in Shabbos, so it's oven mitzvah. Like a loy rami. This person was mekayim mitzvah sibum. What's the kasha? Just like you asked before, we asked the kasha on pilya v'rivya. So he said it there to speaking about Muberes. So that's why he's not Mekayim Piyah V'Ribya. Now the Gemara said it is speaking about that it's Samach Levesta. So you have to know, when it's Samach Levesta, do we still have to say it's speaking about Muberes? So Rashi says, By Ishtoi is it speaking about Muberes. So Rashi says, Mukilo lekamen besamuch levesta or bemuberes the lav mitzvah. So Rashi says, lefi ha'emes, we have these two By Ishtoi, it is not a mitzvah. Why is it not a mitzvah? Because it's Samach Levesta, number one. And number two, because she's Muberes. Weistoi is von Rashi. If she wouldn't be Muberes, it would be called Ovid mitzvah. What mitzvah? The mitzvah Pirya Verivya. So why the mitzvah Pirya Verivya is Mekayim and the mitzvah of Vesimach Es Ishtoi is not Mekayim? So that's what we wanted to be Masber. Because the mitzvah of the mitzvah chayav adam samech es ishto is a choshe mishpadike mitzvah. So this choshe mishpadike, it's a shibud from the chayav, it's a chiv from a husband to a wife. So memeile, bizman samach levesta, he's not mechuyim, so there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only in this man when he's able to, he's permitted to be mesameich ishto. Then there's a chiv, then it's a mitzvah. Masha enke in the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya is a mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah isn't totally in Shibudim. It's a maisa mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. So therefore Rashi had to say that it's speaking about that she was Muberes. If she wouldn't be Muberes, then he would be Mekayim. It would be called Ovid mitzvah. He made a mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. That's what Rashi says, Klor. So b'zei, what's the Gemara's kasha? Yochi yevim tainami. Yevim is like Pirya Verivya. This kasha, the Sidrei Tare, in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, asks on Rashi and blabs by a Torah here. He doesn't understand. Rashi says that the Gemara is speaking about Muberes and Samuch Levesta. If it wouldn't be Muberes, it would be called Ovid Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. In fact, if it's Ovid Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya, who would then it's Ovid Mitzvah of Yevimtai? Lulei, the Mistafine, I would try to fa'em for Rashi, to explain Rashi, a Rashi lo mshatnu this Gemara, with two agdomas. Agdoma number one, it's a long time since I learned Yevomis, but tachsach mir, there's raid in the Achroinim, how mitzvahs Yibum works. Tachsach mir, others lo mshat, that mitzvahs Yibum works, that the mitzvahs Esa of Yibum is doiche, the loy sas of Eishesach, even though we have a klal in Esa doicha lo yisasa sheyesh baitore. So this is a gili akro, that the mitzvah of Yevam HaYavi Aleo is doicha de Isar of Eishesach. That's Hanocha Aleph. If we'll assume this. Hanocha Beis, there's a chakire in Achroinim, what the din of Esa doicha lo yisasa, is there a din d'chiyah, if there's a kiyum mitzvah without a chiyuv. And let me explain this for 1 minute. Let me tell you an example. We know that the mitzvah of b'yayim ha-shmini, yimel b'sar ha-losoi, b'yayim ha-filu b'shabbos, mitzvah shayim ha-shmini is doiche shabbos. Fine. If a person has a child, shayim ha-shmini, you make a bris. What is the din if this child had le'aleinu three brothers that were meisu machmas mila? So there's already a chazoke, two is also a chazoke. So there's a chazoke that mila is a sakone for this child. So you ask a rov a shayla, shem hashmini, should you make the bris? Chas v'shalom, not allowed to, sakonas nefoshes. Fine. Not allowed to make the bris. There's no chiv to make the bris. Now that'll be this person is a bal betochen. Hey, shem hashmini does. He makes the bris. Baruch Hashem, shem epsayim Hashem. Zatzich gelungen. The kid was gemalot. Now finished. It's also good gegangen. Now is this person a machalo Shabbos? What's the shayla of machalo Shabbos? So it's l'chayre toli in the din of Esa doicha loisase, if you need the chiyuv ha-Esa is doicha de loisase, or a kiyum of the Esa is doicha de loisase. In such a case, and here, and this kid, there's no chiyuv to be malim, the 8 day. Because fakert, you're not allowed to be malim. There's no chiyuv to be malim. It's sakone, it's meisoach imach masmila. There's no chiyuv. If Lamaisi was Malim, so there was a Kiyam of Vayayim Hashmini. It's a little debatable, but let's assume that. There's a Kiyam of Vayayim Hashmini. So if you say that the Chiyuv is Doiche, So memele, so here there was no chiyuv, so he should be considered a machal of Shabbos. If you say the kiyum is doiche, so lochere shouldn't be a machal of Shabbos. Rashi in Yevamah says he's a machal of Shabbos. So Rabbi Reuven wanted a tiny one mahalach, because Rashi held that the chiyuv is doiche, and if there's no chiyuv, there's no din chiyuv. That's how you wanted to say pshat. So we're saying a yesod, a second yesod, that in Hilchis Tchiyah, there's only a din Tchiyah. If there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, then you say, Eser Deicha Lo Yisasa. If there's no chiyuv to do the mitzvah, there's no din Eser Deicha Lo Yisasa. So im keinem anachnu, that mitzvah's yibum works with Eser Deicha Lo Yisasa sheyesh beikoris. Im keinem anachnu, that the holding of Eser Deicha Lo Yisasa is only when there's a chiyuv to do. Like the Gemara Zera Guta Kashe. Yeventoi, if it's speaking about Samach Levesto, if it's speaking about Samach Levesto, so there's no chiyuv on him to be miyabim today. Today there's no chiyuv to be miyabim. Zokterashi, what is Rashi? Ichoch Yeventoi, nami Samach Levesto leirom yimitzvah lei. It's not mutal on him to do it. There's no chiyuv on him to do it. So if there's no chiyuv, so Itaka wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So before we said over Akasha, what's the difference between Piriya Verivya and Yibum? There's a tremendous difference. Piriya Verivya is a mitzvah. He was Mekayim, it's a Piriya Verivya. You don't need the Chiyuvim. He was Mekayim a mitzvah. So he was Mekayim a mitzvah. He wasn't allowed to do it. But it's Ovid mitzvah. He wanted to do a mitzvah. Ovid mitzvah, so fine. But this person, since it's Omach Levesta, even though he wasn't allowed to, he wasn't also allowed to do it. It's Omach Levesta. But Al Kaponim, he did the mitzvah. It was Ovid mitzvah. He is some male that should be considered Ovid mitzvah. Masha Enkein, by Yevimtoi, if there's no chiyuv, some male there's no chiyuv. If it works, Al Tzesa Doicha Loisa Asa Shiesh Paikoris. Could be that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. And for the Gemara, Yevimtoi bozes mino. So Rashi, boish mimena leshoyalo im samoch levesto. He didn't know it was samoch levesto. He was miyabim her. He doesn't know her. He doesn't know her. So Mamela, so he doesn't want to ask her a personal question. He says, yes, Samach Levesta, not Samach Levesta, he didn't ask. So Mamela, so what does that mean? So Lachor, we have to understand as follows. So what's Pshat? Boish, Pakert, Ashtelzach. But how is he allowed to be Miyapma? Maybe it's Samach Levesta. So I thought one of two mahalchim, we'll see later in Tosfos. So one mahalach I thought, be'emesin l'chayre, and the shayl of it samach levesto, l'chayre ike b'shtoymach an roi. Advice to is, she tabled herself already. I don't know if it's samach levesto today, if it's tomorrow, I don't know if it's samach levesto. I don't know, I have a suffix. So there's a roi. L'chayre, could be Reiv of the Yomim, and not Samach Levesta. It's one day, that means of this day, of Kleng, of this day, Samach Levesta, L'chayre, Reiv of the days, there's only one day, in the cycle when she's toil, there's one day that's Samach Levesta, and the rest of the days are not Samach Levesta. So L'chayre could be, he could rely on Reiv. Now, could be there's a loch of Kalecha Deike Levrure Mevarerino, good, ask her. I can't ask her. Voice me, man. I can't ask her. So, can't ask her. So, he can be Seimach and Roy. Where do we find such a Roy? The Biraloche says in Hilche Shabbos that if a person was got lost in a midbar, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so he counts 7 days. 7th day he holds Shabbos. So to be a loche, what's with wearing tefillin that day? So he says, he has to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Make kiddush by day, not kiddush. Maybe before then you put on the tefillin. So to be a loche, why should he put on tefillin? She says, that's roiv. Because roiv of the days is mechuyiv to put on tefillin. So maybe today is mechuyiv to put on tefillin. But tefillin is a mitzvah deraisa, so roiv says he's mechuyiv to put on tefillin. Fragt er, if there's a roif, so why isn't he permitted to do melach each day? Roif tells me today is not Shabbos. So he says, one mahalach, it's a kavua de rabon. With the rabon, it's considered these 7 days is called a kavua. That means it's not called porush, it's called kavua. So with the rabon on, you don't have a roif. In a teiri, you have a roif. That's one mahalach in the bir aloch. So al kaponim, we see this, that it means if there's one day that Shabbos, and most of the days on 6 days that are not Shabbos, if I'm clearing what the day is, I can rely on Roiv that today is not Shabbos. So L'chayre here, if I'm clearing, is today Samach Levesta, not Samach Levesta, L'chayre, I could rely that it's not Samach Levesta. I could be Samach on Roiv. No, the kasha was, I'll say Chadik Lebruri. The Gemara says you can't be Mevara. Perhaps that is pshat in the Gemara, but if that is pshat in the Gemara, I have another problem. If pshat in the Gemara is that really there is a roiv and he can rely on roiv, so l'chayre he has a birr of roiv that it's not samach levesta. I mean, I was permitted to assume it's not samach levesta. The Taisus Rid says, what happened over here? L'maise that yivimtoi nide. Speaking about that Be'emtza Abiyya, she was Pirsa Nida. That's what happened over here. Was Samach Levesta, and Be'emtza Abiyya was Pirsa Nida, she was Boyala Nida. So L'chayre, if there's a Roiv that tells me that it's not Samach Levesta, that means I can assume that it's Be'emtza, that it's Shaloi B'Shas Vesta. I can assume that. Roiv says today Shaloi B'Shas Vesta. So l'chayre, if an isha is roye, b'emtza tashmi shaloi b'shas vesta, so it's brought down in Siman Kuf Pehei, he's an onus. That means if he could rely on roye, roye tells me that she's not supposed to see today, and l'may said there was a riyah, so l'chayre, so there's a p'tur of onus. The Gemara says the p'tur is alt torbid va mitzvah va'ovad mitzvah. So I have a problem here. So if the lumbus would be alt roye, is a problem. How else can we learn pshat? Perhaps we can learn pshat that, it's a muyim diki gemara over here. The gemara is takasha if it's samach levesta, so lerom ye alei mitzvah siyibum. He's not mechuyim to be miyabma. It's no chiv on him to be miyabma today. So the gemara says he doesn't know. He doesn't know, but, so now it's rom ye alei. So perhaps we could say that her shtike, why doesn't she tell him anything? So maybe her shtike is ke'ilu, she's telling him that that's not samach levesta. It's muta to be miyabma, or else she should have spoken up. Let him make sure. Well, what are you saying, mechan the shtike? Maybe make sure that it's takazoi. So that the Gemara says, boish mi mena. He can't talk to her. He's not on the, he doesn't know her yet. So he can't, boish mena l'sholem samach levestu. So memele, he relied on her amire. Let's say for some reason there's no roi. But he relied on her amire, or on her shtike, and he could rely on her shtike because he couldn't ask her. He relied on her shtike that Mustama, if she's not telling him anything, Mustama, it's not Samach Levesta. He relied on that. No, if that's true, we also have Akasha. So L'chayre, if he relied on her Amira, so you have like an Eidecha told him that it's not Samach Levesta. So he's right on us. That could be his Nishtazai. Could be that, and if an Eidechot, there's a tshuva for Rav Shlomo Kluge, I forgot what Rav Shlomo Kluge says, but Rav Shlomo Kluge clears a shaila, if a wife told her husband that she tabled herself, and he was boil her, and later they found out she said a lie, he has to do tshuva. And he first brings a Mishnah in Ha'isha Rabbe, the Mishnah in Isha Rabbe says, if two Eidim come and say, Meis Baila, and she got married, and after she got married, her husband came back, she has to bring a kol mechatas. So you see from over there, Meiradiki Yisai, that even though she relied on two Eidim, the Maise, she's chayav mechatas. So lechoyre, if we medame one eid to two eidim, seems eidim are different than roiv. So if we medame one eid to two eidim, we'll say even though there was an eidecha that says that it was not samach levesto, but that's not called an onus, nisa shoygik, and we have to have a heter of, tor bedvar mitzvah v'ovad mitzvah. Now let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, if we're going according to this Mahalach, that the Gemara asked the Kasha, that if it's speaking about Samach Levesto, so Lechayre, it's not Ovid Mitzvah by Yevimtoi. So the Gemara says, no, Boz is Minei. No, it's called Ovid Mitzvah, because Boz is Minei. And after the Gemara, Ishtoi Loi Boz is Minei. Ishtoi Loi Boz is Minei. So that means that Ishtoi should have asked. So he doesn't have het of Tobit Var Mitzvah. Tobit Var Mitzvah means that the pressure of the mitzvah was mesaviv that he should do this aveira. But the wife, on talking terms, so he should have asked us. It's Samach Levesta, not Samach Levesta. So he's a Pesheyer, but if he's a Pesheyer, that's not Tobit Var Mitzvah. Therefore he's Chayev Achatos. This is Lechayre the Gemara according to the first Lashon. Again, according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Resh Lakish, you need Ovid Mitzvah, in order to Ovid La Mitzvah, but Ovid Mitzvah. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why by Ishtoi need it, it's not Ovid Mitzvah, it's Muberes. Why isn't Ovid Mitzvah al Toinat, Shaloi B'Shasai Nos? Why isn't Ovid Mitzvah al Tzchai Vodum Usameches Ishtoi, speaking about Samach Levesto? Then the Gemara says that the Samach Levesto is only applicable by Ishtoi, he should have asked her, and not by Yevimtoi, which bosses me not. Now, before we learn over the Gemara again, according to the second Lashon, let us first see Rashi. Look Rashi. Akilo lifnei habayis, this was the Ke'en Beishar, v'koirin purai, the porch, the hallway. So Resh Lakish said, if a person ate bishput shel tzli, shel kodesh haroi, he wanted to eat bishput shel tzli, shel kodesh haroi, b'achilas kodesh in mitzvah d'chsi b'ochlo oisem ha-shekupa b'hem, and we had Rashi in Tomit Nishcha, that said it's a mitzvah on the Kahanim, sayim the Yisraelim. Chayev, so Resh Lakish said, yechayev de to b'dvar mitzvah v'loi oso mitzvah. He didn't do a mitzvah. He wanted to do a mitzvah, he didn't do a mitzvah. Dinoiso, chayov mozdoine kores, v'shigigos lechatas, v'chsiba oichlova voine iso. Ishtoi nide, bol chayev, kidemokilo lekamei besomach levesto. The Gemara says later, why are you chayev? So Rashi brings two tnoi. Number one, it's somach levesto. Number two, ubemuberes, the lav mitzvahi. So it's not a mitzvah. He wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. Well, the kame meforish ba'ozel im choliku al Resh Lakish I meisav al devor. Koshkein. So if you learn that he holds like Resh Lakish, he's koshkein budinoi so the mechayiv the ein sham lachluchis mitzvah. By noi so was tobit va mitzvah, and he didn't end up even with a lachluchis of a mitzvah. Aval hoche afal gav de muberes, even though she's muberes, miyu mitzvah simchas ishtoike. There is a psa mitzvah simchas ishtoi, and this Rashi calls alachluchis mitzvah. We want to say before, even though there's no chiv, there's no shibon, aber epis alachluchis hamitzvah is dochdo. It was done without, that's called ovid mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah chiyudis. Rabbi Yochanan Maishna Yevimtoi de Pota Vahavol Gav the Havolei Lashiule. There you are, Pota. The Kovid Mitzvahs Yibum Babiyari Shoyne Koma. Ishtoi Mitzvahs Beivarivia Oynel Vimashu Chamar Egamolei Tayolei Talmud Vatosh Beksubis Sabeches Ishtoi Filo Shloi Bishasai Nosem Roya Shemis Abesloi Mishanis. So the other Rashi's we had learned already. So Bemele, that is Lechayra the Gemara according to the first Lashon. Now, let us learn the Gemara over again, according to the second Lashon. According to the second Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you do not need Ovid Mitzvah. No, here it's Havel Elishule, and here it's Lehavel Elishule. So let us see the Gemara again. The Gemara asks the Kasha as follows. That since it's Havel Elishule, Rav Yechanin is Chaylik HaRish Lakish. She holds you don't need Ovid Mitzvah. But here is Havel Elishule. Fragt die Gemorre of Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yevim Tedeka Ovid Mitzvah, it seems from you, that even though Havelei L'Shiulei, you're saying Havelei L'Shiulei, so Yevim Tedeka is also Havelei L'Shiulei. From this reason, it's called the Ovid Mitzvah, still called Ovid Mitzvah. He didn't ask her. He wanted to do a mitzvah, and he didn't ask her. Still called, he wanted to do a mitzvah. So Ishtanami Ovid Mitzvah. So Ishta also, he wanted to do a mitzvah of Peyye Verivye. So the Gemara beishtei muberes. That's a male. He can't say he wanted to do a mitzvah because she's muberes. Like the Gemara, so Ovid mitzvah now, we don't have to say means he did a mitzvah. No, Ovid mitzvah means he wanted to do a mitzvah. Frank the Gemara veike simcha soine, but he wanted to do a mitzvah simcha soine. Shalai b'shasei nosa. V'omar rov achai v'odem usameich ishtei bedvar mitzvah. So memeilus again he wanted to do a mitzvah. And the Gemara, samach levesto. So Mamela fit Samach Levesta, she can't say that it was Tobit Bar Mitzvah, it was Samach Levesta, so Mamela, there's no chiv then to do a mitzvah, you can't say Tobit Bar Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be boil Samach Levesta. Yachafele Yevim Tainami, she can't say he wanted to do a mitzvah. Yevim Tabozes me no, he didn't know that it was Samach Levesta. Ishtay lay buzzes me not there. You can't say he wanted to do a mitzvah because it was Samach Levesta, Samach Mela. So you can't say he wanted to do a mitzvah. Now we'll see Taisvis. Be Ishtay nami ka'ovid mitzvah. Now Taisvis and the Havamina had learned, the way we learned according to the first Lashon, that the Gemara says, the Gemara says that you have to do Ovid Mitzvah. You went to Ovid Mitzvah. He did a Mitzvah. Ishtay also did a Mitzvah. Obe Samach Namech Pach Ve'ike Simcha Soina Ve'teime Faktaisves Obe Ishtay Nida Kaiminon De Leka Mitzvah Beloi Simcha Soina. So what's Taisves Kashe? So Taisves Kashe is Lemaise, let's go by Simchas Oine. This Taisvus is a Meiradike Taisvus. There's no mitzvah of Simchas Oine. Lemaise, forget about the Samach Levesta. Before that. Lemaise, when do we need Ovid Mitzvah? We need the Ovid Mitzvah, Bishas he did Aveira. That means Bishas was Tovid Val Mitzvah. Bishas he did the Aveira was Ovid Mitzvah, so it's Ovid Mitzvah, so he's part of a Makob M'chatas. So he has to be an Ovid Mitzvah, Bishas he did the Aveira. So if I talk to Isvis, there's no Mitzvah of Oine and Aisha Nide. That means when he was Boyal Anide, there's no Mitzvah of Oine. So what's the Ovid Mitzvah? That's the Isvis Kash. Because there's no Mitzvah of Oine to Anide. So my Melech, there's no Mitzvah. So what's the most kasha of Ovid Mitzvah? This we understand very well. Now Taisvis is Moisef, the lack of mitzvah, the loisim chasainis. What's mitzvah? So mitzvah means mitzvah spiri verivye. Because the Gemara says Ovid Mitzvah, the Gemara says b'mubara. So you see mitzvah means spiri verivye. So Taisvis says there's no mitzvah spiri verivye also. So here the chasainis mutzitzich, why isn't there mitzvah spiri verivye? It's a mitzvah piri verivye. She's a nida, but why isn't there a mitzvah piri verivye? Just like when a person is mal, erev Shabbos to kikind in Shabbos, he's not allowed to. But there's a mitzvah smila. A person shechs a shlomim in Shabbos, there's a mitzvah ibur ekol. So the mitzvah piri verivye, he wasn't allowed to, but there was, that's called Ovid Mitzvah. Because then he's mutchitzech after Yisvis. The Pri Yitzchak brings down a Rital Gazi, the Rital Gazi says, Amoyer de Kechidish, that if a person was boil a Bia Esure, he's not Mekai Mitzvah Spiri Berevia. Why? Because it's a mitzvah Bo Baveir. It's a mitzvah Bo Baveir, it's not a mitzvah. That's what the Rital Gazi says. And the Pri Yitzchak says like this. From Taisvis, you see like the Rital Gazi. Because Taisvis doesn't make sense, otherwise Taisvis takes on. Since he's a Nidhi, he wasn't Mekai Mitzvah. Why wasn't he Mekai Mitzvah? So why says because it's a mitzvah, Bo Baveir. He says, Lulei Divrei Taisis, he says, the Gemara, he would learn Nitazoi. He would learn Pshat Ovid Mitzvah, he was Mekai Mitzvah, Spiri Brivia. The way we learned the Gemara the first time. He says from Rashi, it seems Rashi learned like that. So Al Kaponim, here we see Pshat in Taisis, that Taisis assumed for Dava Poshet, he wasn't Mekai Mitzvah, Spiri Brivia, and the Pri Yitzchak says, not mitzvah, Bo Baveir. Now, before we go further, if we're speaking about a mitzvah Bo Baveir, now in hot water, because, yesterday we learned, he made a mila, he was mal the Erev Shabbos, the one in Shabbos, the one says of it mitzvah. Ah, it's a mitzvah Bo Baveir. And then we have a second kash, if it's a mitzvah Bo Baveir, so why by Yibum is he making the mitzvah? It's also a mitzvah Bo Baveir. We have problems. So, we can solve these problems. And the first kasha, what is the difference than Shabbos, is a Meiradika Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, we learned the Masechta Shabbos, Akareya al Meisoi, Yumakai Mitzvah Skri in Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi is the kasha, why is it a mitzvah Bo Baveir? The Kiyama Mitzvah is, he is Kereya and Shabbos, he's doing Aveira. The Yerushalmi answers, Tamon, who over the Aveira, Hoche, the Yigufa Aveira. Akaponim, the Yerushalmi holds that, not going into the Oimek Advorim now, but if a person is Mechalo Shabbos and he does a mitzvah, Chilo Shabbos does not make it a mitzvah Bo Baveir. Chilo Shabbos is different than all other things. So Memele, So that's not shver. The Yerushalmi says that Kerei Al-Meis is not called a mitzvah Bo Baveir. All Chilul Shabbos does not fall into the ghetto of mitzvah Bo Baveir. But Piri V'Rivi could be his mitzvah Bo Baveir. Now we have about another kasha. So why is Yibum? Why is Yibum not called a mitzvah Bo Baveir? And that is a teretz from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says a very gishmaki yisod. Rabbi Chanan says as follows. There are two types of mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah that the pu'ula is a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. There's another mitzvah that the result is the mitzvah. For example, Rabbi Chanan Tain is, if a person will make a Shabbos Aveide, make a Shabbos Aveide, well, you say he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah because there's a mitzvah Bo Baveir. Whatever he did, while he was meshiv, he killed someone. Akash of a mice, I don't like it seen of a mitzvah Bo Baveir. So Rabbi Chanan says that's not called a mitzvah Bo Baveir because the mitzvah is that Yenish should have his aveide and he has it. The mitzvah is the tachlis over there. The mitzvah is the tachlis, some emele, there is no psula of mitzvah Bo Baveir. The whole psula of mitzvah Bo Baveir is if a pool is a maisa ha mitzvah, so a pool, which is an aveir, it cannot be a maisa mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the result, and the result of the maisa was niskayim, so there's no din of mitzvah Bo Baveir. As it's a Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan says the same teret, that by Yibum the mitzvah is the kinyan. Not as a mitzvah Yibum Yavila. The mitzvah is that she should become his wife. So he says his wife shall become. He's Baal Anid initially, he says his wife will become. So if the result, that is the mitzvah she should become his wife. So if she became his wife, so there was the Kiyama mitzvah. There is no psula mitzvah Bo Baveir. Al Kaponim, this is Pshat in Taisvis, but Taisvis asks, Taisvis does not understand, since Lamaisa she was Anid, so there was no Kiyama mitzvah of Pia Verivye, there's no kiyum a mitzvah avoyne, so vos brek the gemara kovet mitzvah, he's not doing anything, it's no mitzvah whatsoever. So the Ri learned the whole gemara is not the way we learn pshat, that we learn pshat that the gemara can be going according to the lishne kamos. According to the lishne kamos, Tosfos held there's nothing left to talk about. There's no mitzvah spiriyah v'rivya, you don't speak about mulberes. We're going according to the lishne basra. The lishne basra, the poita, tovid va mitzvah api shelo yosef. The Lishna Basra holds your path until you didn't do a mitzvah. Ilkach parich. So he don't have to do a mitzvah. You have to want to do a mitzvah. That's all. I don't have to end up doing a mitzvah. But Mavi Kesimche, he is Peverivye, the Simche, he wanted to do a mitzvah. The Torah bit va mitzvah. Masik Vavlo Lishuli, so the Gemara says no. That's not called Torah bit va mitzvah because she should first ask. It's Samach Levesta, not Samach Levesta. So Tosfos learned the whole Gemara that is only going according to the second Lashon. Samach Levesta. Ein Leforish, the Yoideya Shu Samach Levesta. He knows it's Samach Levesta. Misavkala im Nida Gemura hi im Lach. He doesn't know that if she's a Nida, him can be Yevemtei Amai Pota. So why is he Pota? Even the Yoideya Shu Samach Levesta. The Samach Levesta the Arise that Naflam of his heart was Nei Yisrael. So this gate me a Boish. The Boish is only, he doesn't ask if she's a Nida or not. But Samach Levesta Zichia. So if it's Samach Levesta, Zichia had no right to be Miyavma. It's Asman Atena to be Miyavma. So that's not called Tobit Va Mitzvah. You aren't allowed to do the Mitzvah today if you know Azaybai. So you can't say that that's Pshat. Ela Yesh Leforisha Eina Yedeya Mu Samach Levesta Imlach. He doesn't know if it's Samach Levesta. He doesn't know. The Havalele Shiula Kivin Shaini Yedei. He should have asked her. He doesn't know. So ask her, is it Samach Levesta or not? So Memele, so the Gemara says that by Yevimta is boss is Mino. So he didn't have to ask. And by Ishta, he should have asked. So Memele, so that's not called Tobit Vamitzvah. Vahoda Oma Beperik Beis the Nide the Chol Hanoshim Becheska Steira Balaya. Tractach Tosfos, the Gemara says that is Nishtazoi, that Yebecheska Steira. Hainuk She Yoideya Shlohigiras Man Vesta. That's Pshat. If he knows it's not Samach Levesta, the Lechashin and Shamashin Savesta. That means if he knows it's not Tomach Levesta, so she clara sofik, maybe she was Mishane, Adushishtel on the Chazoket. Period. So that is Pshat and Agamon. Bohu adin davi mozilla meimo, she'eno yoideya, im he nida gemura ila. Now Tosfos said the Gemara could have said a different akimta. Not he doesn't know that it's Tomach Levesta, he doesn't have a chal about Vestas, he doesn't know. But speaking about a Yevome, he doesn't know Bechlau what a Matzah is, if she's a Nida, if she's not a Nida, if she's Tevel or something, he doesn't know Bechlau what a Matzah. And by Yishti also, he doesn't know what a Matzah is. But who had in the Avamotzi Lameyme, she'ein a Yedei and he need a Gemur, Eloi? Elo Nokat. So why did he hop on this case? He doesn't know if it's Samach Levesta. He could say he doesn't know if she's a Nida. Ela nokat afilo yedeya she'eino nida. He wants to say Ravusa, even though he knows klo that she's not a nida, but even the misav klei musamach levesta is be'ishtoi chayv. He wants to chapon a Ravusa, that be'ishtoi, even though I know klo she's not a nida, that I know klo. But he didn't know if it's samach levesta, so he's still chayv. That's a Ravusa lechumre. So Tosfos, me have a motz lashminim b'mesavkalei, and he need the gemurah v'avlochi b'yevem taipota. The gemurah could have said fakel, but that even if he does not b'chlal if she's a nida, he's still pota by yevem taip. Now, from Tosfos we see that afilu, he doesn't know if she's a nida or not, he's still pota. Now let's go back to the kasha we asked before. The Yisbuk said, how's he allowed to be miyabma? He wants to do a mitzvah. What I say? You don't know if she's a need, if she's not a need. The shtelzach. They are fine and well and good. Mr. Greuset to know, but you boil a suffix, what's pshat in the Gemara? So lechayre, the teretz we said before, Abroi, Pastor Zichanet, there's no rabbi over here. He doesn't know if she's a need or not. So lechayre, we have to say the second teretz, that from her shtike b'emesin, that when he's going to be miyabim her, so that what she's keeping quiet is ke'ilu, she's telling him that she's not a need. So you have agodav and eidechod. Agodav and eidechod does not make does not make him for an oinus. Rafael Pikain is also, but he's proper outstar. He assumed that she's telling him she's not a nida, and it was tobit va mitzvah, and he's not mechuyiv to persist and ask her. So that's called tobit va mitzvah. Also mitzvah, or like the second lashon that is talking about mitzvah, and he's potter by Yevempe. Just one more ha'ore on this sugya. We learned yesterday the Gemara that if a person had two tenoikis to be mal, one was a Shabbos tikkun, one was an Erev Shabbos tikkun, and he was mal the Shabbos tikkun Erev Shabbos. So Rav Meir says, now he was mal in Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos Dike, so Rav Meir says that he's chayiv. Rav Meir, the big Mako, says that he's chayiv. The big Mora says, the loinitin Shabbos litchois etzloi. That means that since Lamaise, the Shabbos Dike was nimel Erev Shabbos, so there's no din tri on him, there's loinitin Shabbos litchoi. This person goes now, he's making a bris milan on Erev Shabbos to kick in. There's no chiyuv milan him now in Shabbos. So memele, so there's not enough tobit bar mitzvah. The whole tobit bar mitzvah is what he's doing something that the etzem it's oiskal. He botched it up. He did the wrong one. Thus, if there's no chiyuv on him ultimately, there's like nitin Shabbos litchisas. He makes a bris on Shabbos on Erev Shabbos to kick in. That's all that's mutalala. There's no heter of tobit bar mitzvah. Practice was emes in the chazanish. So if it's like, ha gemor is shreklach shver. Bishloime, by the case of Reish Lakish, that there was a shpud shel dois and a shpud shel tzli. So that's fakirte. There was a shpud shel tzli in front of him. It was mutal all of the eat kachin. And in his chalof noi, he ate the shpud shel noisa. So it's good. So that was mutal all of the tea. But by ishtoi, when but by Yevinta, let's talk about Yevinta, there is a ptur of Tobit Bar Mitzvah. He says, when she's a nida, there's no mitzvah b'chlal to be boil a nida. There's a mitzvah to be boil a nisha that's not a nida. But a nisha that is that a nida, it's loinitin Shabbos litche says, so loinitin, there is a nida to be nitche. There is a nida is never nitche by the mitzvah's yibum. So why do we have here a din of Tobit Bar Mitzvah? Thank you.